May we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Rosary, one of the most powerful prayers we have given to us by our Blessed Lady herself, and frequently and highly recommended by Our Lady. Of course, the most prominent one is at Fatima in 1917, when she told the children, every time she appeared to them, pray the Rosary every day. Now, let us look at the origins of this feast and we'll see just how powerful the prayer is and why it is Our Lady exhorts us to pray it every day. This feast dates back to 1571. The Pope at that time was Pope St. Pius V, Dominican, to whom it is attributed. It's the Dominicans that have given us the Rosary, it is said. And this Pope was a Dominican, a very holy Pope. And the Turks were approaching Western Europe along the sea, along the northern part of the Mediterranean Sea. They had come to an island community called Lepanto near the coast of Greece. And they were a threat to the entire Christian world. And the Pope exhorted the entire Christian world, got the entire Christian world into action. He put together a fleet to go to battle against the Turkish fleet under the direction of Don Juan of Austria, who was the half-brother of King Philip of Spain. And he exhorted the entire Christian world, as the Pope, Pope St. Pius V, exhorted the entire Christian world to get on their knees and pray the Rosary. And he himself did also. The entire Christian world to pray the Rosary for this small Christian fleet that was about to battle the Turkish fleet of some 10,000. They were way outnumbered. And the world at that time did. They prayed the Rosary. And the Christians won an amazing battle, an amazing victory. And the Christian world was saved. And so the Pope instituted a feast. He actually saw the battle from the Vatican. He was able to see it. He knew already. And he instituted a feast, which he called Our Lady of Victory. He gained, of course, the victory was gained through the intercession of Our Lady. There you see the power of the Rosary. It was his successor who then changed the name to Our Lady of the Rosary. And that is the origin of the feast, but because of the great power of this prayer. And Our Lady would then tell Sister Lucia, some years later, after the apparitions in 1917, there is not one problem that cannot be resolved with the recitation of the Rosary. That is why we are exhorted to pray the Rosary every day. That's why our own Father Founder, when I made my solemn profession, placed a rosary in the hand of each one of us that he'd just gotten from Fatima. And he said, wear it out. That is why there's the strength of this prayer. We, with this prayer, reflect on the very mysteries of the life of our Lord and our Lady. The entire unfolding of the Paschal Mystery. In the Gospel passage, we just read that of the Incarnation, the Annunciation. That's the first mystery. We saw a little bit of the Ascension of our Lord in the first reading and the preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit. So we see already how biblical the Rosary is. We will reflect on everything that's already presented in the Bible, in the New Testament, both regarding our Lord and our Blessed Lady, the mother of our Lord, the mother. And we see how powerful this prayer is. It guides us to meditate on these mysteries. As we pray the Hail Marys, we are praying to our Blessed Lady for the graces we need, for the intercession we need, the help we need. And Our Lady always responds. We see then how powerful this prayer is. And there are many examples, even throughout our own times, of people who have prayed the rosary and gained great, amazing victories. We are exhorted, and this is why it's so powerful a prayer, so powerful an intercessor, Our Lady herself. No one more powerful before the throne of God than His own mother, the Queen Mother. That is why we are exhorted to pray, to reflect as we pray every day. Pray the rosary. That's what we are told. If we all of us, do that, pray every day, imagine what we can do. I think then we won't find the peace and harmony we so long for. We can change the whole world at once, in an instant, with the rosary. If we will all get down on our knees and pray the rosary every day. Praise be Jesus and Mary.